Now in chapter 24, we finish the judgment against the nations. It all is consummated and comes down to one focal point in the great tribulation at the end of the age, after the church is removed. And we therefore need to keep in mind now the major divisions of Isaiah that we gave in the outline at the beginning. From chapters 1 to 35, the theme is judgment. Now we've been snowballing this from nation to nation, and it now comes down to the great tribulation period. And from chapters 13 to 23, we saw God's judgments upon these surrounding nations. Now from 24 through 35, this is a new section. We see judgment is still the theme, but the next few chapters of this section are entirely future. Both Dalich and Jennings consider it thoroughly eschatological. Some have labeled the next few chapters the little apocalypse, that is, like the book of Revelation. And I'm just going to hit high points here, by the way. We have the great tribulation as a worldwide judgment from God. Behold, verse 1, the Lord maketh the earth empty, maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. Now, the word earth here can be considered, it's eretz in the Hebrew. Some consider it just the land of Israel, other the whole earth. And I think that it actually is twofold. And it speaks of the earth, the judgment that is coming in the great tribulation. And God will judge not only the land of Israel, but the entire world during that period. Now, in verses 13 through 15, the tribulation saints are preserved through the great tribulation period, by the way. And we have this, that in the midst of the land, among the people, there shall be as the shaking of an olive tree, the gleaning of grapes when the vintage is done. They'll lift up their voice, and they shall cry aloud, wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea. In other words, the remnant will be small. They'll lift up their voice to glorify God. Now, in the time of testing, of tribulation, they'll be able to glorify the Lord, even the name of the Lord God of Israel, the isles of the sea. So there's to be a remnant at that time that will be of Israel and then out to the very isles of the sea. That would include the whole earth, of course. Now we come to the third division here, and the great tribulation is a time of universal and unparalleled suffering. Verse 16, from the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, and Dr. Jennings translates that, my misery. That's what it's going to be. Woe unto me, the treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously.